This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Saudi Arabia's ruler, King Fahd bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud, is 79 years old and very ill. He's handed over most of his powers to his deputy, Crown Prince Abdullah, who's expected to succeed him as king. Still, there are rumors of behind-the-scenes power struggles within the Saudi royal family, primarily over the question of who will rule the kingdom later on. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from the Saudi capital, Riyadh.
King Abdulaziz bin Saud founded modern-day Saudi Arabia in 1932 after uniting the kingdom's fractious tribes. He helped do so by marrying into many of the region's families, says Fahad al-Sumari, director general of the King Abdulaziz Foundation.
When he started his mission in 1902, he used marriages for both purposes. One is for family and two for political reasons.
Abdulaziz sired over 60 children, including more than three dozen sons. After his death, succession passed from son to son in chronological order. Today, with King Fahd ailing, his half-brother, Crown Prince Abdullah, is next in line. There is talk among some Saudi analysts of a power struggle between Abdullah and the deputy crown prince and defense minister, Prince Sultan. Sultan is widely viewed in the kingdom as corrupt, and some here say that Abdullah may want to bypass him when it comes to naming his successor. But American University of Beirut professor Yahya Sadowski says the real power struggle in the family isn't over Sultan.
It's really who comes after first Abdullah, then Sultan, and it's the third in line that the big struggle is about.
Crown Prince Abdullah is in his late 70s, Sultan a few years younger. And the remaining 20-odd sons of Abdulaziz are also getting on in years. Many here worry that the kingdom may face a rapid turnover of elderly monarchs at a time when it's confronting serious domestic and international challenges. Some members of the royal family, like Prince Talal bin Abdulaziz, believe the current political situation demands younger leadership. We, the children of Abdulaziz, have to prepare the second generation immediately to take control, says Talal. And when they're ready, we must be prepared to relinquish our right of inheritance and hand it over to them. In 1992, King Fahd significantly changed succession policy, ruling that a new king could be chosen by the Al Saud family from among the most capable sons or grandsons of King Abdulaziz. It effectively did away with the idea of succession based on seniority and opened up the door for any one of Abdulaziz's 200-odd grandsons to be considered. Talal says he's very worried about a power struggle taking place among that generation and says the royal family must decide soon on how to transfer power to the grandsons. But Yahya Sadowski says, despite the inevitable infighting, he's not terribly worried that a struggle over succession, now or in the future, will lead to cracks in the Al Saud's grip on power.
One of the lessons that Abdulaziz bin Saud really hammered into his kids was, you can fight and scratch, but you don't air your underwear in public. You've got to keep it all restrained. At key moments, the family has to come together on things. And the Saudis have been remarkably much more successful at that than most of the other Gulf countries.
Ordinary Saudis hope that whoever runs the country will be up to the challenges. The Saudi economy is faltering despite the country's oil wealth, unemployment is growing, and a highly conservative and influential clergy continues to prevent progress in areas like women's rights. Many Saudis say they're frustrated by the lack of democratic institutions and feel that their country is in desperate need of a young and visionary leader. Prince Talal agrees. I believe that with a change in the generation, he says, root changes will take place in the kingdom. Politically, socially, and economically, they're all tied together. Many of the grandsons were educated in the U.S. and already hold important positions of power in the kingdom. Saudi analysts say any number of them are well qualified to tackle the country's problems. What frustrates many here, however, is the fact that all decisions related to succession are made in secret, leaving citizens to speculate about their future leadership. An increasingly popular parlor game in the country these days is called Name Your Favorite King. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.